Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf, Shir sponsor, Lunishma, Sam Yaakov Shalom, Le'ab HaSitzchok. We're holding in Gittin Daf Nun Vov. The Gemara in the Daf brings that there were three rich people in Yerushalayim that were able to support Yerushalayim for 21 years. Their names were Nagdimon Ben Gurion, Ben Kalba Savua, or Ben Tzitzis HaKesis. The Ma'aral over here has two ways to understand why specifically these three rich people and what was unique about them. So the explanation number one says in the Ma'aral, a yesod that we spoke about earlier in a different shir, that to be rich, there's three reasons why a person becomes rich. Number one is, a person has a bracha mishamayim, that he just has bracha. We learned that we spoke about the idea that the other sekdoshim are all rich because they're zoichet the bracha. It's not so much the emphasis on being rich as having the birkas Hashem. The second stage of a shirus, second type, as a person that has a gzeir mishamayim, he will have parnasa. He will have enough food to support himself, to support his family. And that's what, because of that, he becomes rich. He's not rich because of the bracha, he's rich because of the parnasa, because of the tachlis, what he actually needs to use the money. And then the third stage of a shirus is somebody who becomes rich for the covet, not for the money. It's not a money thing. He is rich because he needs to be mechubad, people have to respect him. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him money to be in that level. Says the Ma'aral, these are the three Ashirin that we mentioned over here. Nagdimon Ben Gurion was somebody that the sun stopped for him. Nagda Chama Bavur. And that shows that he has a special bracha from Hashem. Kalba Savua Ben Kalba Savua is the one who gets Mizoinus. He has so much Sevia. He has enough. He's full. He needs to have enough Parnasa. And that's why he's rich. And the third one is the Chashivus. That's Ben Tzitzis HaKesis. The Tzitzis is going on the pillows of Anshe Roimi, meaning that he was very chasher, very important. These are the three types of rich people that we had over here, each one from a different angle of Ashirus. Continues the Ma'aral and says that each one of them wanted to support the Jewish people with a different item that belongs to his essence. One wanted to give wood, Eitzim, and that is Loshon Bracha, because Eitzim, you need a lot of wood. As the Gemara says, you need to have so much wood for a little bit of wheat. So Eitzim represents bracha. Kalba Savua wants to give wheat and barley because that's the food. He's the parnasa, he's the mefarnes of the world. And Metzitza Keza, what he wants to give wine and oil because that's davar chashuv. Wine and oil, you bring in Shulchan Melachim, three different ideas of Ashiras, and each one supports in a different way. That's the first Mahalach of the Ma'ara. The second Ma'alach L'Ma'aral, which is says more clearly in the Sefer Netzach Yisrael Perakei, which speaks about our Gemara, he goes and it says that these three Ashirim are connected the three Midos, main Midos of Kadosh Baruch Hu acts in the world, which is Chesed, Din, and Rachamim. Chesed means when you give things with no limitation, and that's one type of Oishir, he just has Chesed from Hashem. The second one, Mitzadat Din, that's you have the Din, that's what's supposed to be. And the third one is mitzad the rachamim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is merachamim. So he says the same thing over here, the same idea, very similar concept. Mitzad the chesed, that is wood, because wood again is chesed, because it's a lot, and it is something that, it's not the food itself, it's just the preparation. So that's part of the chesed of Hashem, it gives not only the food, but also the preparation of the food. The other one who said, I want to give food, I want to give wheat and barley, that is mitzad din. You need to eat. You know, if not, you can't live. And the third one who says that he's going to give oil and wine, which is more of a chashivus, that's rachamim. You give someone the way what he needs, even though it's not necessity that he can survive without it. So you think about it, these two pshat and the Ma'aral correspond to each other. There's three types of ashirim, and each one belongs, one to chesed, one to din, one to rachamim. Now this goes very geshvak with another Ma'aral, because the Ma'aral there in Etzach Yisrael Perikei continues on to what the Gemara says in Amud Beis. And now in Beis, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai came and asked for three things. He says, I want you to give me Yavne v'chachameo, Shoshilta the Rav Gamliel, I mean the kingdom of Rav Gamliel, and people to come and heal Rav Tzadik. So says the Ma'aral, these three things are also connected Chesed, Din, and Rachamim. Because the Chachamim, Yavne v'chachameo, has to do with Chesed. It brings the Gemara Chagiga, Kol Oisik B'Torah B'Layla, Kadosh Baruch Hu Moishech Lov Chuzuch Shechesed B'Yom. So it has to do, Torah has to do with Chesed, Torah is Chesed. Reb Tzadok was fasting and suffering in this world to for Am Yisrael survival. He is Midas Adin. And that's the refuel for a tzaddik. And shul shildar gamliel, the melucha in Am Yisrael, that's mitzad the rachamim, because that has to do with the yichus. And the yichus of class has to do with the rachamim. Rachamim is also loshon rechem, is the womb. So the connection between people is rachamim. When a rich person cares about a poor person, he connects them. Rachamim is a loshon in Aramaic of ava, of love. Rachamim is the connection, and that's what connects us to previous generations. So it comes out from the Maharal that the pshat is, originally Yerushalayim had the three things to give them the chiyus, the three rich people. One is connected to chesed, one is connected to din, one is connected to rachamim. When that was gone, Keb Yechon ben Zakkai asked for these three things from the Caesar of Rome, that they should come and give him the three things of chesed and rachamim from a different angle, because that's the kiyum that Am Yisrael needs. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to Hotzogu, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.